story of prayer, maybe prayer first. These are thoughts that come up now. Let's try this. I mean, bhakti, Krishna consciousness, Vaishnavism, all that is about personal relationships, right? Personal relationships with God, but also between us, God's devotees. And that's what it's all about, love, exchange, rasa, pastimes, lila, right? So if we keep that in mind, at the center here, then we move to America, Europe, back in the early 70s, a culture, places where materialism rules. Where it's primarily about getting things you want, enjoying your senses, building up money, technology, and that will bring us to paradise because we will control this environment we have here to our own best advantage, right? And materialistic, meaning that it's not talk about God, or that's for the religious people over there. So that was mainly the scene that we now, or is, that we are now looking at in the early 70s. Then Prabhupada comes in there, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, monk from India. And there are certain messages in his teachings. One is that, yep, material life is temporary. This is illusion. Ultimately, it's a dreamy world. And, well, to the beginners, and it's kind of material world is bad. The material society is bad. And my parents are not my parents. These relations are illusions. They are false. And that also, I would say, with some addition, you know, added influence from the Advaitavadas of India and Buddhists, that of course the young students there in the, you know, Western countries, Europe and the US, kind of tend to mix into it. I mean, these are holy people, that's how they are, you know, monks, just like we are. So that kind of renouncing all material relationships and things. And I was even told that we shouldn't be friends anymore. We are just friends with Krishna and serve together. That kind of thing happened. And also then the focus on in that social situation that ruled then in the West and still does, I would say, bhakti is about serving God, doing things for God, accomplishing things, making books, selling books, cooking food, building something, cleaning. That's what you do for God to make God pleased with you. And when God is pleased with me, that's the perfection of my life. However, what we sometimes talked about, who were in the midst of this, was how come that devotees, as we call ourselves, can be more impersonal than the karmis, the people out there, the lower people, the ones who haven't understood anything. They have more, you know, and that's a fact, and I still see it. They have deeper personal relationships and richer personal relationships. That's odd. And I think I have the answer now. That it's because of those influences that devotional service and bhakti and all that. Bhakti became devotional service, became work, work, work. And the one who works the hardest and the best for God will please God, who then bestows his mercy on you. But, and this was, I would, I believe, so granted and so obvious to the founder, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, life is all about personal relationships. That's what's in the foreground. And that's, I would say, probably how Indians still are. You go there and it's often simple materially, but people are very personal toward each other, and it's all about family and relationships and friendships and all of that. Correct me if I'm wrong, and it may have changed. So that is the center and the given, the pillar, foundation of the cultural context that Srila Prabhupada came from. And then, of course, kind of took for granted where he went also. So when he says something negative about family life, it's kind of said in the context of that family life is of course the most natural and beautiful thing there is, but you know, on this here on earth, and we even have problems there if we get too attached and so on, meaning that we will suffer and lament if we lose someone or things like that. Attachment, and but then the young enthusiastic followers may have taken that from their point of view and just, you know, and with their the influence from these Buddhist and Advaitavada and so on, that they just cut off, and in a very vicious way, these personal relationships to family, to children, to each other, husband, wife, and so on, because this is all Maya. But Prabhupada may have wanted that, you know, this is what it's all about, you know, our personal relationships, but we should not do them in Maya. We should do it with real love. And with Krishna in the center. Not that we just work together for Krishna, but that we live together in our loving, personal, normal relationship, because that's what existence is. All these things out there, they are Maya. The objects, this is a dream world we are in, but it's the reality here is us and our relationships. So this could be an important point, maybe.